Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Always a success story when I get Sue Thomas to react to the bumper music, that's for sure. A little James Taylor on this Wednesday.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself.
Oh man, we need something to put us in a good mood because it has been stressful, certainly in the Los Angeles area. I think we have good news though. These winds are going to die down in a couple hours. Brian Ping, our friend from here in St. Louis, who is an anchor and a reporter at KNX in Los Angeles, will join us here in a few minutes with the update. The winds have been really, really whipping up, but they have not had any fires spread out of control. So that's good news, although I don't think they're out of the woods until about 90 minutes from now. But we'll keep you posted with Brian in just a few minutes. And then one of the things we learned yesterday, I guess maybe I should have known this, but the pink or red flame retardant that's being used to help really contain these fires is a product that is from Perimeter Solutions, which is here in Clayton. It's the former Monsanto and then Solution. And Jeff Emery is with us. He's the president of Global Fire Safety with Perimeter. Hi, Jeff. How are you? I'm guessing you've been pretty busy here the last week.
We have. I don't know if I can top James Taylor, but thanks for having me today, Mark.
Well, thank you for coming on. We thought it was interesting because our friend Paul Ross mentioned that this was, you know, a connection to St. Louis. And look, I've admitted this to the audience, Jeff. I've been just glued and addicted to watching some of this coverage. And I watched a lot on Saturday when these planes and helicopters were doing some amazing things with water dumps and with the retardant. So the product is not made here in St. Louis, though, correct?
It's not made here, but we're headquartered in St. Louis in Clayton, and we have been a St. Louis, you know, member of the St. Louis community going on 60 years, going all the way back to our roots in Monsanto.
So that flame retardant has been along that long then?
It has. We've been delivering aerial fire retardants into the Forest Service and other customers around the world now for 61 years. We celebrated our 60th year of our first qualified product back in 2023.
Is there an easy way to explain what's in the retardant?
It actually is quite simple. And especially for, you know, there's a lot of agriculture in Missouri. The primary component of the retardant is essentially a fertilizer. It's ammonium phosphate. And that ammonium phosphate is a very unique mechanism when it's used for these applications. And it's essentially a chemical reaction. You combine the ammonium phosphate, you coat it onto a wood surface, a vegetation, and when that's introduced to fire, it actually creates a carbon char around that wood material that prevents it from burning. And so it's a really unique, it's a unique product that's different from using water or foams or other types of products to just directly cool the fire, in that it actually stops that vegetation from being able to burn. And that's the magic of it. And our product is called FosCheck. We add a couple other things. The pink or red coloring, pinkish red coloring, is actually a fugitive red that is used by the pilots to be able to see exactly where that line is on the ground to make sure there's not an even little bit of an opening that the fire can sneak through afterwards. And it actually fades away over a month or two after exposure to UV rays.
You know, there's not a lot of light levity moments coming out of Los Angeles, but I've been, and I always read the LA Times, but I've been tracking their coverage, and there was a line from one of the firefighters, and I think it was maybe a reporter, where they were covering the story, and the firefighter kind of laughed and said, well, you just got painted, because some of the stuff is landing on people. I don't think it harms them, but that was, I thought that was kind of a funny comment. Do you have enough of this stuff, considering how much demand there is in LA right now?
We do. And one of the unique things about our world is you never know at any given time or in any given place around the world where those fires are going to start. And so we prepare every single year for the busiest possible year. We carry an incredible amount of inventory to be ready to go for any type of situation that might unfold. And honestly, when the fires came up in LA, we obviously had to be very proactive about getting our teams on the ground in the right locations at the right bases. But we were ready to go, and this is a day at the office for us. And you know what you've seen over the last week has really probably put on full display what the Perimeter Solutions team and the aerial firefighting industry in general does every day during the fire season.
Is this a product that most fire departments across the country like have or have access to? Or is it really just specialized for these big fires and wildfires?
You know, this is used predominantly for wildfires. Historically, almost all of our business was west of the Mississippi. And over the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, that started to change. I mean, you have a year this year where there were major fires in parks in New York City and New Jersey and areas like that. And so it's forcing the entire fire services community to start thinking differently about how they can use it. And not only can this product be used in the air, we apply a lot of it on the ground for more precise applications. We were on the ground in areas that maybe the fire hadn't reached, going out and doing preventative work at those homeowners' locations. We protected schools, shopping centers with the product on the ground ahead of that fire reaching it so that in case the fire blew that way, they'd have an extra level of protection. And you're starting to see more and more agencies, fire departments, municipal departments, counties, starting to consider the use of this as fires start to become more prevalent in wider areas of the geography across the country.
Can you just, and I don't know this, can you dump it on, you know, structures, homes, schools, stuff like that, or not? Is it just around them?
We would typically put it around them and certainly coat the vegetation around there so it prevents the area close to it from burning. We would like to keep a perimeter, just like we do around the fire itself. We don't tend to put this product on the fire.
Right.
We put it around the fire,
yeah.
And we try to create a perimeter we call that indirect attack. It so that when the fire gets to it, it's already there. It's ready to do its job of slowing down the fire and letting the firefighters on the ground have that level of safety to do the work. But that same premise applies when we're painting around HOA communities or critical infrastructure. We've got many examples over time. We use this for bridges around rail and roadsides where they might be prone to new starts. So it's a good tool. And the interesting thing about it is it doesn't require water. We have areas where we know it's not going to rain during the summer, especially in California. You have a whole dry period. We can put this down on a roadside at the beginning of the season. 3 months later, it's just as effective as day you put it down.
Wow. Well, there might be some questions in the aftermath of all this as far as why more of that wasn't used. Jeff Emery is the president of Global Fire Safety at Perimeter Solutions. Thanks so much. You know, one of the things I've said, Jeff, in the last week is as horrifying and as many questions as we have, what happened in Altadena and Palisades, et cetera, these crews have been unbelievable to watch, such heroics, and they're applying this product in very professional and expertise and very precise ways. So thank God that's happened, because I think these crews, men and women, and all these experts out there have really prevented a lot more damage.
Yeah, the wildland fire crews that are out there do God's work. Every day during the fire season, they're out away from their families, sometimes for months at a time, doing some of the hardest work imaginable in really, really challenging conditions. And the passion that they have, that they show to be able to protect communities is hard to put into words. And everybody's seen it on full display. And quite honestly, the mission of Perimeter Solutions is really focused on protecting those firefighters. That's one of the critical roles that aerial firefighting does. It gives them the time to do their job safely and lowers the intensity of the fire to allow them to stay safe and doing that dangerous job. And everybody in our company shares that mission, including the people that are you know, working back in Clayton. I want to give a big shout out to that team because they are a big part of that mission on the back end, that back office stuff that has to happen, getting our supply chain in order, helping with those contracts, complex contracts. Absolutely. With the government, the finance teams there play just as important role as our teams that are out there at the air bases and out there on the fire ground. And so big shout out to our team in Clayton.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, you should be very proud. And thank you so much for sharing the information. I'm going to get a little report here on the wins. These crews, you know, have been 12 on, 12 off, and I think they're going to get some rest here with some winds dying down. But Jeff Emery, thank you so much. And we're proud of the St. Louis component here out in Los Angeles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me on.
That's really amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I'm so glad that, you know, Paul Ross put that on our radar, because we were, you know, unaware of that, or I was unaware of that. I'm sure some people might have known that, but that's kind of fascinating. Now, on to L.A., our friend Brian Ping, St. Louis native, KNX Los Angeles. Dude, I've been listening to your station. Like, every time I'm not on the air here, I'm listening to your station trying to get updates. But is there some good news? Are the winds going to die down?
Yeah, they have, Mark, and they have just allowed the wind advisories and what they're calling the particularly dangerous situation, the PDS, to expire. The red flag warning is still in effect for a few more hours because we're just waiting on the winds to change. That's so critical. For the last week and a half since these fires started, they've been of the offshore variety. That means the desert winds coming in from the north and from the east. It's finally going to change to that more traditional sea breeze. That's going to bring a lot of much-needed humidity and moisture to the air, which is going to kick some of this dry air out.
Are you kind of amazed here? We spoke a couple of days ago. Are you amazed that this has not gotten out of control again? Because those winds were really whipping through some of those areas today.
We were very fortunate. Hey, we were just kind of waiting with bated breath to see what was going to spark up overnight and early into the morning, and much of us woke up relieved that that was not the case, and we're just kind of watching for hot spots within the burn zones. It looks like it's just patrol right now to put out anything that might flare up, but looks like the immediate fire danger is over, and just waiting until what we're now told is late Sunday night. That's going to be the next round of Santa Anas, but in the meantime, at least we can have a bit of a sigh of relief. Of course, well, the poor folks who lost everything, they won't get to have any relief anytime soon. In fact, many of them are still not going to be allowed back into their homes for some time being because they've got to continue to clear things like down power lines and broken gas lines, things like that.
I was listening when I was driving into KNX, and I can't remember, the mayor of one of the communities out there was talking about the fact that, you know, they did not get severely damaged by fires, no homes taken down, but for a week, he still hasn't had any power or even gas to his home. So he said cold showers, no Wi-Fi, obviously. These are the things that we take for granted. So even if you're not directly affected by the fires, some of these folks have been either evacuated or they have no power or gas at their home, Brian.
Yeah, there have been major quality of life issues popping up for so many people beyond the immediate fire zone because they've done these preemptive outages. So many of our wildfires are started by power lines that spark, that get knocked down, and they're live because, you know, we haven't really buried any of our utility or power lines, which is unfortunate. So when you have a wind event like this and those lines are live, it could start a fire. But what they're doing is they're preemptively putting tens of thousands of people in the dark and with no word as to when they'll be back online. And same goes for gas customers, at least 16,000. It takes days, if not weeks, to get that all back up to speed.
Remind me, Brian, you know I have a 10-year-old daughter. How many children do you have?
I have one. She turns six tomorrow.
Can you even imagine this? I want to talk about schools because I've been thinking about this. How would you talk to your kids about things that are happening? You have a lot of people in the Palisades and elsewhere. Their kid's school doesn't even exist. How are they addressing that issue out there?
Yeah, it's a really a tough question for parents to have to address with their kids. I mean, something that's so immediate like a fire, that's something everyone notices. It's not like some sort of, you know, complicated, news story that might be hard for a parent to decipher in a language children can understand. Yeah. I mean, this is real. It's immediate. Even, you know, the youngest child knows the danger that a fire poses. So it's just a matter of resilience. And if you have young kids, as you know, Mark, kids are resilient. So they just have to roll with it. A lot of schools in the Pacific Palisades reopened in other sites. I should say, well, they didn't reopen, but the kids went back to school at relocated sites, just trying to get back to some kind of normalcy.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I didn't even know if they were back in school in some way, shape, or form, because I really hadn't heard that. And that's good. But that, you know, wow, what's the long term for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, Pacific Palisades, some of these buildings were just completely destroyed. So they're going to have to move forward. I understand that the high school, Palisades Charter High School, some students are thinking of transferring out. It's going to be a long time before we can sort any of that out.
What a mess. But I guess the good news is that maybe some relief heading here into the weekend, which is good. But thank you for joining us so many times here, Brian, in the past week. And your team there at KNX, they've been kicking butt. I've been listening a lot in the morning, in the evening, and in the afternoon when I'm driving in. So I'll be listening to you tonight if you're on. But thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my teammates, I'm really proud of them. They've really stepped up, and we appreciate you listening.
Well, as a fan of radio, and you know, I've been around radio, I know good radio and radio that's not so good, and I meant even to tell our boss, Steve Moore, that you guys sound great right now. So this is what happens in moments like this. You know, the media has to play a role with information, and, you know, the team at KNX is doing exactly what they needed to do. So, Brian, try to get a little rest. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Will do. Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
Take care. That, you know, we've been in situations here in St. Louis, and certainly when I'm on the Camo X side, where you have to shift into high gear. But I don't remember since the floods in the 90s, when I was a reporter in mid-Missouri, having to shift into gear into anything that's even close to this level.
Seriously.
For weeks and for devastation like that. I know that folks in Springfield had to do it right in Joplin. We've had different issues that have been tornado related, and certainly what's happened with the hurricanes. But wow, this is something else. But the good news is they have relief from the winds, and these fire crews have done their job exceptionally well. We have audio cut of the day, including Jay Leno's out on those lines trying to help people out. That's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.